postgame here on StormLakeRadio.com. And joining me, head coach Sam Ellis. And your team goes up against a 4A team in Fort Dodge and ultimately falls 4-0. A couple of breakaways helped them pad their lead. Give us some of your first thoughts on this one. I mean, Wernimont, boy, you say it all the time. He's one of the best keepers in the state. And boy, he lived up to that billing tonight.
Yeah, he is one of the best keepers in the state. He learns from his mistakes for the first couple goals of the first half. He didn't give them the right angle. And the next second half, he took away that angle every time. So they didn't have their goal scoring opportunities. They can only score one way, and we let them score that way four times. But in the grand scheme of things, it's something we can build off of. They're mistakes that are easily fixable, and these guys are going to bounce back better than ever, too. That's one thing about these guys. They don't give up. You never see them hang their head. They're going to be ready to go tomorrow at practice, JV tournament on Saturday, and then we got Humboldt on Tuesday, and we're going to go after Humboldt. They're a highly ranked team. They're really good, but there's no doubt in my mind we can hang with them. Hopefully we can put more than 0 points on the board and shut them out.
You look at this game as the playoffs come near. You may be one of the only teams in 1A that goes against a 4A team. Talk about what you can take away. It's a different style. We were talking about it briefly, that plays in 4A. How does that help your team going forward? I mean, the tough physicality of a 4A team like Fort Dodge.
Well, I wouldn't call them physical. They possess the ball and their touches are all right. But the lack of respect we got is what we're going to probably see from higher-ranked teams in 1A. So we just got to know how to deal with that and then rise up to that level and overcome it. And like I said, these guys haven't even touched where how good they are and how good they know they can be. That's the thing. They don't see it, but I see it every day in practice. We're not even peaking yet. And once we do, watch out, because this team can be something amazing, and I hope I'm here to watch it.
Last question for you. Talk about that post-game huddle. I mean, you said some frustrations between the two teams after the fact, but there's got to be some sort of positive twist. We talked about it. I mean, this is one of those teams, a 4A team, right before the playoffs. Walk us through the huddle a little bit, if you would.
I told them to make sure their heads are going up and down, not to hang their heads, have positive body language, because the season's not over with. This game, we played to their terms. We played 30-minute halves, which we haven't done all season. And we had to adjust. But the thing is, we rose to adversity, right? There isn't a curveball they haven't thrown at us this year that we can't handle, because we're going to be in the major leagues before long with all the curveballs we're hitting. But the thing is, these guys, it's just going to make us better next game, the game after that, the game after that. We got three games left. They're all three winnable games. I will throw Humboldt in there. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not disrespecting them all. They are tough, but if we go into a game thinking we can't beat them, then we might as well not play, and I think we can. And then we got Greene County, who's 9-1, but I think we can hang with them too. Last year we were up 1-0 and a half. It just, if we finish, we can play, and then hopefully we get Riverside on Saturday, next Saturday, and I think that's a winnable one for us too. It's just, everything's in front of us. I told them, and we just got to flush this one. This one we're going to forget about as soon as we get on the bus, because it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. What does is the next game.
Thank you so much for the time, Coach.
Thank you.